Earl Garner was, like many musicians, he studied music in a different way than those of us who were formally trained. He listened to people whose music he admired and emulated what he heard. Not only did he emulate it, but he assimilated what they did and kind of ran it through his own personal computer and came up with something which was entirely original. So Earl Garner sounded different from Nat Cole or from Art Tatum or from Fats Waller, from any of the people that he had listened to who were older and had laid the foundation, Ellington, people who had laid the foundation for what he did. He knew what the notes were, but he wasn't concerned with the fact that he was playing in the key of F or he was playing in the key of F sharp. It was just a relationship. As a matter of fact, it was the bane of the existence of the guys who worked with him. He might rehearse something in the key of B flat and then come in and play it in B because they were all the same as far as he was concerned. They were not all the same as far as the musicians were concerned, other musicians. It was just a matter of relationship. I don't know this for sure, but he probably had perfect pitch because he could discern what notes and the relationship of notes in a very special way. So if he played a sequence in one key, yeah, I mean he might play it anywhere. You know, it was the same relation as far as he was concerned. He didn't read music, but that's something, that's a mechanical skill. And a lot of people who can read music can only play if they have the music in front of them. And it's illiteracy in another sense. There are people who are quite articulate verbally who can't read the printed page, who cannot read. But it doesn't mean they're dumb or, you know, it just means that they don't have that particular training or skill.